This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, rockaholics, on this rainy hump day. Steve Miggs, can you name me a song with rain in the title?
No Rain.
Oh, good one.
Let's go.
How about Purple Rain? Can you sing Purple Rain for me?
No.
Oh, come on.
Why do you want to make me sing at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 7 o'clock in the morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning, pretty much all 24 hours a day? You do not want to hear me sing.
I think it really just brings some positive energy to the world. So why would we deny the people that?
The amazingness.
Wow. And then the two of your friends over here are trying to make me look like an idiot even more.
Well.
Purple rain. Purple rain. Only wanna see you, blah, 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 purple rain.
Yes!
I will say that at least Sarah and Taryn are both committed to the bit and immediately started dancing.
Yes.
Like, it's goes without, like, at least they don't troll you in that way. They just stand there and look at you.
They troll me, but they have my back while I'm being trolled.
Yes, exactly.
You see this? These are fly girls. Fly girls.
So if you guys, like, convinced me while I was drunk to do karaoke, you would be doing it to make fun of me. But you'd be the two people right in the front dancing as I'm performing, like as if I'm doing the greatest job.
Yeah. The hype girls.
So I'm in for that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, I'm also in for informing the rockaholics this morning.
Good. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is a very, very heavy day. 23 years ago today, it was September 11, 2001, when the two World Trade Center towers were just planes were into them. And I mean, just everything that happened throughout the entire country, it was just one of the worst days ever. It's one of the hardest days for me because, like, when you're around younger people, I don't think they understand. I don't mean to sound like the older guy, but like they don't understand just how hard that was when it happened. And I'm sure that older people than us were like, they feel that way when people talk and goof about like maybe like world wars of the past.
Sure.
But like whenever I'm around like people that are in their 20s or 30s and maybe they'll like crack like a 9/11 joke, I always have to kind of like bite my tongue because I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. It's just like, I don't find it funny. Because I lost a buddy from high school. He was in one of the World Trade Center buildings, and he lost his life because of that. But, you know, you don't want to be the guy that's just going to kill the room.
Sure.
You know, but, like, that's one of those tragedies that will never be funny to me. And I know for some people, like, they goof about it. When, like, the younger crowd, and I get that. Like, I'm not here to be like, oh, I'm going to cancel you because you have jokes about that. But that, for me, today is a hard day because it's like one of those days where people do tend to make light of it, and it bugs me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like one of those things.
Totally understand.
Yeah. But let's talk about something else that bugs us. It's a weird transition, but those Mariners, they had a chance yesterday to get a little bit closer to the Houston Astros because the Astros lost, but so did the Mariners. And you can't even say they lost a close game. They lost 7-3. It was a rough one. Manny Machado, he became the San Diego Padres' all-time home run leader, had to do it against the freaking Mariners with a two-run shot that helped them win that game. But one bright spot, Cal Raleigh, big dumper himself, hit his 30th home run of the season for Seattle, making him only one of 12 catchers with multiple 30 home run seasons.
Nice.
They're back at it again today. So hopefully they can get a win. Take it. And yeah, it just bums you out when the Astros lose and we lose because you're like, oh, that was an opportunity. And we just blew it.
Slipped right through our fingers.
Right through our fingers.
The NBA's commissioner, Adam Silver, said that the league is not quite ready to commit to expansion, but has confirmed that there is still a very strong interest in our fair city, Seattle. The NBA is going to be closely watching the support received at some of these exhibition games, especially here in Seattle. So this will include the upcoming Clippers game that's going to take place at Climate Pledge Arena. Seattle's mayor, Bruce Harrell, and other NBA figures are pretty optimistic about us having a return of NBA to our city. A lot of discussions on expansion will continue, and of course we'll keep you updated here on the Daily Mix Show.
Yeah, I know some people are speculating and hoping that when they do those exhibition games, that that's when the big announcement will happen, but then I've also heard that it's not going to happen until the NBA season is actually happening. So, hey, look, at this point, I mean, patience is a virtue. We've been waiting long enough. I think we're going to wait a few more months, but that would be, I can't even imagine what that day is going to be like when it's official.
Oh my gosh, people are going to lose their minds.
I think some people will cry.
Oh, it might be me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you a big Sonics fan?
Growing up, that was like our team. My dad used to take us to Sonics games when we were little kids. So much fun.
Do you think the National Treasure will cry?
Oh, probably.
Oh, man. I hope they make the announcement before he wakes up while we're on the air. And we can wake him up with that news.
Oh, that would be the best.
If the NBA cares even just a little bit about us.
Oh, yeah.
They'll wait until then. All right, so yesterday, obviously, it was the debates was going on. I don't know if you were watching. You know, Harris doesn't like Trump. Trump doesn't like Harris. I think that pretty much sums up the entire debate. We'll talk a little bit about more later on. But there's one politician I think all of us could rally around, and her name is Sally Duvall, and she's running for Congress in Texas, and she's pushing to legalize marijuana because it's not legal in Texas. And the way, man, her campaign commercial, I highly recommend, highly pun intended, for you to check out her campaign commercial because she's rolling a joint in it. She's just talking about how, you know, you need to have access to safe, tested marijuana products. And then at the end of the campaign commercial, she's ripping a bong hit. And it's awesome. Here's the audio.
So here's the bottom line. Texans should have the freedom to consume these products if they want to. You can visit my website to read all about my common sense policy. I'm Sally Duvall, and I believe it's high time for change in Texas.
This is not a Saturday Night Live skit. She's legit coughing after ripping a bong hit and just smiling like as if like today's the greatest day. I think she might have forgot she's running for office. I don't know what the hell is happening
just
right there.
Just love the creative energy there.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 65 degrees, it's going to rain today. It's already raining, so you know that means traffic's going to slow down because we all forget how to drive in the rain. Oh, yeah. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Last night, again, was the debate, and there was one strange moment that led to songs already being written about it. We're going to tell you about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last night was the debate, and of course there were plenty of strange moments to enjoy, but there was none odder than this moment when former President Trump said this after Vice President Harris took some shots at Trump's rallies.
I feel like this was the moment where everybody had to hit rewind on their whatever DVR or on YouTube, whatever it was that you were watching. Like, did that just get said?
What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country in Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame.
I just want to clarify.
Also, just watching the facial reactions of Vice President Harris was some of my more entertaining moments. It's like, man, I could just stare at whoever's not talking was more fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely.
Than the person talking. And that was definitely one of those moments. And then the moderator, which I was impressed by how quickly they called Springfield to find out if what he was saying was the truth.
Oh, boy.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there had been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, now, why didn't they record that phone call? I want to hear what that was like.
What?
Is anybody eating dogs or cats right now over in Springfield?
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people
I'm
on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
In all fairness, he was watching The Simpsons. There was an episode with Santa's Little Helper. And
No.
I do love, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. There's a guy by the name of Noah Garfinkel. He's like a Hollywood writer. And he put up a tweet and he said, hey, the eating pets line from Donald Trump almost perfectly syncs up to the piano in the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, no.
And here's what it sounded like.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. The internet is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. Danny, I heard your daughter watched the debates, and you got audio of her and her response to it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Well, it's dumb. Why does Steve like this?
I don't necessarily like it. I'm very entertained by it.
Oh, for sure.
So I took that line.
No,
yes,
you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I had to have, I got to get my money's worth from that AI music software. And I just I just transcribed what was just said there, right? And I plugged it into Suno.com and had the robots write a song. That I just said, I didn't even do anything other than gave it a genre. So I said you could either go with pop punk or new metal. And for Danny.
Oh, yeah, I had a feeling.
I feel like we should do the pop punk one.
Here okay.
We go. The song is called Small Town Strife by Robot Blink 182, oh, no. Based on what Donald Trump just said. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, of course.
In a small town, life is lost. In Springfield, we're paying the cost. Immigrants came, took their shot. Now our pets are what they've caught. Neighbors talk of what they've seen. Dogs and cats no longer keen. Disappearing every night underneath the pale street light. Where have all our pets gone? Old habits now all wrong. In Springfield, they don't last. They're eating dogs and cats so fast. People scared, they lock their doors. Emptiness on every floor. Pets we love just can't be found. Rumbling whispers all
I believe this is on the extended version of the new Blink 182 record, right?
It's a banger.
It is a real toe tapper.
You gotta love the robots.
They're so good.
They did a good job. Do you dare want to hear the new metal version?
Of course.
Okay, here we go.
Go
cats were scared. In the crimson town, beasties getting stared. Nighttime comes, fate ain't looking fair. Four-legged friends vanish in thin air. Town halls buzzing, talking bankruptcy. Folks furious, crying, got an eerie scene. Street lights with the shadows in between. Backyards empty, no house, just screams. Springfield boats, let's get snatched. Tables turn, sanity crash. Echoes when you trust attack. In a world where nothing's fact.
I could headbang to that all day.
Me too.
Well, now that you're a metal girl.
I know. And I actually kind of like both of them. I was like, wow. Really, if you have a good beat and, you know, good instruments, I guess I'll listen to anything.
And robots.
Well, speaking of music, summer is sadly almost over.
Well, it's dumb.
It is.
Yeah, look outside. It's raining. It's dumb outside.
So what are the best songs that are about the end of summer? We are certain that Danny is going to be down with at least one of these songs, and you're going to hear what they are after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
Fall officially begins on the 22nd.
Does it?
1 week from Sunday.
Look outside. It's fall as F.
Maybe today is the unofficial start of summer.
Fair.
I mean, start of fall and the end of summer. And so we have some time to celebrate these last few days of the summer season. And so Ultimate Classic Rock is helping us out. They put together a list of songs that mention the end of summer.
Which is kind of, who's smoking pot at Ultimate Classic Rock? Because who said, you know what, guys? I got an idea. let's do a list of songs that talk about not summer, but the end of summer.
That's just really sad. All right, here are some of the highlights, Steve Miggs.
I feel like this one, I even saw a couple people texting in, and they suggested that this one better be on the list. I think this is the no-brainer. Although I have to say, the Ataris have ruined this version for me. I don't want to hear this version. I want to hear the Ataris version.
No, I agree, because it's way better.
It's so much better.
There's a little more pep in their stuff.
Oh my God, it's such a weenie song. I know that sounds terrible, but it's like after you hear, like, the Ataris really, like, punked it up and it has a good drive to it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to that one, you're like, oh man, this is like yacht rock now.
Another song on the list, Ultimate Classic Rock put together of songs that mention the end of summer.
I'm curious if you know this one. Danny, do you think you know it?
It sounds like you too.
It's in that genre or like that era of music of bands I despise. Any guesses? Think mopey front man with a lot of makeup on. Kind of looks like Edward Scissorhands.
That would be The Cure.
Yes, there you go.
See, I only know like the big radio hits from The Cure. I'm not familiar with that one at all.
I used to be in a couple bands where like the members of the bands were. I've been in multiple bands that have wanted to cover Cure songs.
What do you... Did you say absolutely not?
No, I'll do it. I was like, whatever. Even Bruce and Brody, my last band, we were covering Pictures of You, which is like an 8-minute long song.
Yeah.
And I would get so bored while we were playing. And then like Jeff, our bassist, would look at me like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know anymore. I forgot how to play the drums in this song. Like I was screwing up. I could not do it. And it was the same drum beat for 8 straight minutes. And I would just get lost in my own thoughts. And I'd start playing things wrong.
Oh, boy.
Because I was like, I just hate these songs.
It's a list that Ultimate Classic Rock put together of songs that mention the end of summer.
All right, I feel like this is the one that Danny's going to rock with.
Okay.
But we'll see. Maybe he's so sick of this song that he doesn't rock with this anymore.
Mm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good with it. This is one I actually argue that Green Day should switch up their show and play this song last instead of Good Riddance on their live show.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it would be like an epic like ending. And this was a huge hit for them. So at that point, I still love this song.
What the f***?
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
Do you remember, I don't think they still do it when they would end their set with Good Riddance. and they would set the drums on fire.
Oh, no, I don't.
I can't remember which tour it was, but I don't think they did it every show, but they did it from time to time where they were like, the show would end, they'd trash the stage, and then they would play Good Riddance, and Trey would set his drums on fire.
Nice.
And you're like, this is such a weird thing, because the song is so like acoustic and pretty, and then there's just this crazy punk rock drummer that set his drums on fire while all of it's going on. It was like chaos.
I love it.
It was awesome.
One more from the list of ultimate classic rocks songs that mention the end of summer.
Yes,
we got to work on our duet.
Wait, are we doing this?
Yeah.
Where?
If you guys do this at karaoke, I will lose my mind.
Oh my god!
Will you buy a shot?
I will buy the entire bar shots if you do it.
Oh, I'll do it for an entire.
I'll do it for a shot.
Watch, we'll have to wait till we're at like a poorly attended karaoke bar. And then Danny's like, I'll do it at this place.
Yeah, right.
There's seven people here.
But because there's such a dance sequence involved, we need Sarah and Danny to be our backup dancers.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is Grease, Summer Love.
Yeah.
Yeah,
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. And we have one final song from the list that Ultimate Classic Rock put together of songs that mention the end of summer.
Might also be a song about the end of marriage while we're at it. Was his mistress's name Virginia?
Probably.
Is that bad?
No.
You mean his other baby mama?
What in the hell? I know that we're talking about the end of summer, but we might be talking about an end of a marriage.
I think his mom's name was Virginia.
I think you might be right.
Oh. Okay, that's obvious.
Oh, Dave Grohl.
Dave. And if you don't know, he put up an Instagram post yesterday.
Greatest Instagram post of the day.
My jaw dropped. It's just like, yeah, I have a kid that's not from wedlock.
It was literally like, you know, when people write a paragraph, I'm usually like, okay, it's probably nothing. But Taryn, you literally sent it to us. So I was like, okay, I got to read what this paragraph says. And I was shook.
Yeah, that was mind-blowing for sure.
He put an Instagram post basically saying, yeah, I've had an affair. And the woman I had an affair with is having a kid. I guess already had the kid. He said, I recently became the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. And I'm like, who? At first I had to do a double check. I'm like, is this Dave Grohl?
Right?
Dave Troll.
Right?
No, it's Dave Grohl.
I didn't know who, when Taryn sent it to us kind of blind and it just said the sign Dave, I was like, we know a lot of Daves in our life. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about this guy. That being said, this is a great song.
You're not wrong. The end of summer is near, Rockaholics. How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He's got a record of 256 wins, 74 losses, and 45 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.